your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time to continue on with TER Politics with Jim McKinney. Jim, you were uncharacteristically quiet during the opening segment. Why don't you take this one over?
All right. Yeah, so I don't know. I talk a lot, but just for the audience out there, I think we need to really consider what's going on behind the scenes with the Department of Justice in protecting the White House. And they're not only protecting the White House, but there's this inside Washington, D.C., there's a general belief that the government is more important than the people because the people that work in the government live in D.C. That is absolutely backwards. What we need to be considering is whether or not these people represent Americans. And right now, they are silencing voices. They are protecting the White House. They are protecting White House family members, the Biden family, and they are attacking political opponents that would like to change what's happening in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's great examples of the censorship. There's great examples of the Department of Justice going after people. And let me give one really good example. General Michael Flynn, when the Barr Justice Department reviewed the accusations that were made against Mike Flynn, the National Security Advisor for the first National Security Advisor for the Trump administration, when he was, you know, fired very quickly by Mike Pence because of accusations that he was doing things illegal. It turns out that there was actually no basis and the process was wrong. Even though he'd been gone through, was intimidated and threatened by Justice Department officials and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, Judge Sullivan, in spite of the DOJ review showing that there was absolute illegal activities and fraudulent activities and accusation by Department of Justice officials in order to, and FBI, to frame Mike Flynn and to force him into a confession that he wasn't really true, and they dropped the case, Judge Sullivan still convicted him. He said, nope, I'm not going to accept that the Justice Department, after their own review, said there was no justification for the prosecution. He still went forward, and of course, it took Donald Trump to go ahead and pardon him on that accusation. In spite of the fact that the Justice Department actually identified that there was no justification for the accent and the intimidation that they used against Mike Flynn. Yeah. Now, let's add that to what's happening with the Trump campaign and Donald Trump with the records and documents. Let's add it to what's happening with the Hunter Biden laptop that was covered up by the DOJ and the FBI when they knew it was factual a year before the story came out, and then actually went out and convinced media that it was a Russian disinformation campaign, including 51 senior intelligence officials, right, former intelligence officials. So total manipulation.
Yep.
Total disrespect for the American people and a real push to protect the Biden family and the insiders in Washington. And I don't know how they can believe that they can continue this for too much longer without people waking up and actually taking serious action.
I don't get it, Jimmy. Not at all. I really don't. And that's why I mentioned on Thursday's editorial that I think we're almost across the finish line in terms of this corruption being eliminated, because American people are simply not going to stand for this. Do you want your children to read about this in their history books when they're in fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh grades? I don't think so. I am very definitely not proud of America. I'm not proud of our leader, Joe Biden. I think we have better leadership around the world in some of the foreign countries, and I'm on record as saying that. Jim, take over.
I still believe in the fundamental principles of the U.S. And yeah. I believe that we will find our way out of it. I just think it's going to be a very painful process to do it. And of course, with the advent of AI, with the manipulation of information, with the censorship regime that's been put in place, and then the vast amounts of corporate money that are used to influence people
yeah.
in order to expand into Chinese markets, I think it's really tough. And I think the one issue that nobody can deny right now is the negatives with the economy, Al.
Yeah,
and
I agree 100%.
Continued inflation, we have serious problems, and I think when you combine the pain of the economy with the fraud and the corruption that you're seeing just clearly in your, you know, right in your face, cocaine in the White House, these types of things, I think it's going to be really hard for the Democrats to actually be successful without absolutely crushing opposition through law enforcement and manipulation of our voting systems.
Well, but the thing of it is, how could they succeed when things are so apparently negative in America right now, Jim?
Well, I mean, and again, when the media is behind you, and the corporate media and the entertainment industry, which owns the corporate media, and the entertainment industry wants that Chinese market
right.
for those, you know, billions and billions, trillions of dollars, then they're willing to do anything. And, oh, by the way, if they're found out, they get crushed, which is exactly what happened to Anheuser-Busch. You know, they made a huge mistake with the Dylan Mulvaney issues, and then, of course, they're paying for it financially. And so a lot of these corporations, they don't want to take that risk, so they're going to do whatever it takes in order to continue to control power and buy influence inside
yeah.
Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, sadly, that's kind of the way things have been. I don't know. We're never going to get past corruption, right? Because
no.
humans are humans.
Yeah.
There will always be corruption.
Right.
The level of corruption right now seems to be very unprecedented in history. And the spotlight on it is really hard to shine when the media itself is not doing its job to try to out the government, when in fact they're protecting the government.
Yeah, they really are, Jim. It's very, very sad. I actually, I'm sitting here in my retirement age in an apartment, and I can honestly say at the age of almost 80, not quite, but almost, I am currently not proud of my country. And that is the reason that I'm putting in so much effort, Jim, in what you and I are doing. Somebody has to spread the word. And I think, you know, at least we're doing that, Jim.
It's slowly leaking out. There's more and more people becoming aware of what's happening out there. And like I was telling you off mic, when economists, and I was talking to people teaching a program at the University of South Carolina's MBA program this week, and some of the people were saying, hey, the global economy is really suffering right now.
Yeah, it is.
Those realities are going to come home to Americans very quickly.
You bet.
And, of course, with inflation and other issues, there's bound to be a change. And, of course, when over 70% of Americans think we're going in the wrong direction, it's time to take action.
It's time to take action, and it's time for us to take a break for the top of the hour news.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.